Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS. 6:45. Three big things.
Three.
Baseball wind surge 6, Arkansas 4.
2.
One person dead, another injured following a police pursuit in North Wichita.
1.
Shakeup at Sedgwick County Emergency Medical Services. Search for a new director begins. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's picking up out there in the Wichita area right now, but not seeing any huge slowdowns out there. And the gasoline prices here in Wichita, mostly around $2.99 a gallon. I'm seeing some stations come down to $2.98 or so, but $2.89, spotting that outside of the Wichita area. I spotted that 61st Street North and I-135 up in Park City. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 70. Friday sunny, tomorrow's high 94 degrees. So every day here just coming up a couple of degrees as we head toward the weekend. Now partly cloudy, 65 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning, and Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with us this morning, as always.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah.
China has unveiled the world's fastest train, capable of traveling at speeds up to 373 miles per hour.
Wow.
Hope it has a good cow catcher on the front of it. The maglev, that's the short for magnetic levitation, glides along the tracks using electromagnetic force that makes it appear to be floating.
Wow.
Chinese officials say the train is not only fast, it makes far less noise and requires less maintenance than other high-speed trains.
And kills more people at intersections.
There's only one downside, that is, at the moment, China has only one maglev-compatible track. A 19-mile stretch in Shanghai that takes 7.5 minutes to cross. So
uses it.
They got the train, but they don't have enough track.
Yeah. Well, they can rebuild it.
Yeah, sure. They can build some more track.
That's, yeah.
All right, we had a turnaround continuing Wednesday on Wall Street.
Stocks finished higher for a second day, with the major averages recouping all the losses they suffered on Monday as investors turned their focus to strong corporate earnings results. And Johnson & Johnson stock ticked higher. Greater demand for medical devices, drugs, and consumer health products helped boost sales and profit in the latest quarter. Johnson & Johnson said it expects to sell $2.5 billion of its COVID-19 vaccine this year. And shares of Mexican fast food chain Chipotle surged over 11%, hitting an all-time high after an earnings and revenue beat. The Dow winners, Boeing, Chevron, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Apple, Amgen, and 3M. The Dow rising 286 points. The Nasdaq up 133. S&P 500 up 36. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Airlines say the current rise in new cases of coronavirus not scaring away travelers. United Airlines says bookings are rising and it has seen no slowdown because of the fast-spreading Delta variant of COVID-19. Delta Airlines says the same thing. International travel is still sluggish, however, and airlines are lobbying the Biden administration to lift restrictions that prevent most Europeans from entering the United States. They say European countries are welcoming Americans. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, talking about, are you sure retirement is great?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we know before if we don't try?
Well, you know, the answer I generally get when I ask retirees how retirement is going is, I am busier now than I ever was when I worked full time. Really? Well, retirement is amazing. There's not enough time in a day to take care of personal business, projects, and all the activities that come with being out of the workforce. Again, really? Have you ever heard a recent retiree say, retirement's horrible? I absolutely hate it. Well, neither have I. Oh. The standard conventional understanding about retirement is that it is amazing. And there's nothing better than being able to do what I want, where I want, when I want. Well, I do believe retirees who say that it's great and that they're busier than ever. But it may be a different kind of busy. When we boil it down to what they're actually doing, it's not always productive busy. It's often just busy. But either way, that's great. I'm not judging on this. Retirement doesn't solve all problems. It's great not to have to be at a certain place at a certain time. It's wonderful to be able to get up and go to the gym or go shopping when we know there are going to be very few others there. Drive to the lake on Thursday, beating all that late Friday traffic, you know? Well, that's wonderful. But then again, not being around so much humanity can be less fulfilling for someone who is a people person, let's say. At work, we have what I call a work identity. It may be the way that we are treated or respected at work because of the work we do. Some receive tremendous satisfaction from taking on a task and doing it well. Then there's the social aspect of work, friends and maybe even people we don't get along well with, but we still like being around other people. Well, if you're retired, what do you love about not having to show up every day for a paycheck? Or do you miss work? Or are you glad to be the heck out of there? Well, something to ponder before you retire. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call, number 634-2222. Ask for Don Grant.
A lot of people are getting a pretty good taste of that right now.
Retirement?
Yeah. I mean, they're at home working.
Yeah. That's not retirement. I mean,
I know, but what you were talking about there is the contact with other human beings, the day-to-day routine and so forth of work. I don't know.
Well, I know people like my daughter prefer it. She says, I don't ever want to go back to the office. You know, I got my dog sitting on my lap here, and I'm, you know, doing the same amount of work, but I'm getting it done in a different period of time at different times during the day, and I can go make myself a sandwich.
I think there's probably going to be a little bit of a demographic divide from age.
Yeah.
Like what we're used to doing, what do you think, Ted? You think it'd be good to work from home all the time?
Yeah, but I don't know. You have its ups and downs. Yeah. Don pointed out a lot of good things about it just now.
He did.
Yeah, I don't. Personally, I'd rather be going to an office.
There are some people who would rather.
I've got my two screens. I've got my computer. I could set that up at home, but I just feel like, and you can bounce things off of other people. You go to lunch with somebody. I just like being in the office.
Been headed this way for years because people don't, they're always connected by the umbilical cord of the social media. They're always connected to work if they want to be. I mean,
yeah, or even if you don't want to be.
And I've got set up where I can do work for. I can check my email from home, things like that, which helps.
Yeah,
but to me, that separation of going home, taking the shoes off, and not thinking about work for a while.
Yeah,
I think that's healthy.
Exactly, and separating the two.
Separating the two
instead of looking over and seeing your desk piled with stuff that you have to go back to later.
You know, I look at what you're hearing about. What I see in people today is the kind of a lack of social skills, how to get along with other human beings.
Yeah.
And if we're going to isolate ourselves in our little rooms,
it's going to create more of that.
You're going to see it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And
yeah.
That's kind of a big picture cultural thing. I think people just like you.
I don't know if that's a phenomenon or if it's always been that way.
I think it's always been that way.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
and what if you live in a big city like L.A. or Houston or Chicago? All of a sudden, you don't have to commute 75 minutes each way, and you find out you have 2 or 3 extra hours in your day.
Well, what they're doing is they're moving out of those expensive apartments, and they're saying, well, I'd rather be in the Poconos looking at a lake, you know, than sitting in my 3x5
I guess it
$2,000
really,
a month apartment.
You look at it that way, it's how bad you want to get out of the rat race.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're up pluses and minuses.
Rents in New York City are going down as they are in San Francisco.
Wow. How about that? Today is National Refreshment Day.
That's refreshing.
Yeah. To this day, toast those moments of ice cold refreshment, especially a nice cold beer. Hey, it's a beer drinkers came up with this. Yeah, take a day and celebrate nice National Refreshment Day.
I hate to say I probably have that much of a celebration pretty
every
often.
Day? Every day is Refreshment Day? Okay.
Won't go every far. Day is National Refreshment Day.
All right, Don. Thanks, guys. Coming up on 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. KNSS News, top of the hour, 7 o'clock this morning. Top story, infrastructure plan stalled in the Senate. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!